I don't know how your day is going, but here on Post Show Recaps, we're having the worst day ever. It's Worst Day Ever, the 24 Season 2 Recap Podcast, talking about Episode 12, the 7 to 8 p.m. hour. I'm Josh Wigler, Emily Fox. We are halfway through Season 2.
We sure are.
How's that feel?
Fraught.
Fraught with tension.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
And despair.
Mm-hmm.
Tough episode in a lot of regards. This is a heavy one, Emily.
Yeah, this is a very heavy one.
It happened about halfway through. There was a moment where we're like, "Huh, okay, well, this is going to be difficult to watch."
Yeah. I think your trigger warning was correct in sort of like letting everybody know.
I think that there's people who would be like, "I've seen worse. It's TV. It's 24. It gets violent. They've done bad things." But, you know, thinking back on my brother's warning in the spoiler recap, and then remembering what was coming ahead and then watching it, actually, you know, recording this podcast back to back with the last one, it did feel like, yeah, some people may want to not watch this.
Yeah. It's a tough watch. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, it's hard. So this is Jack Bauer doing whatever Jack Bauer's got to do, even potentially defying the president of the United States in order to track down the nuclear bomb. And there is, at first, it certainly seems like a total willingness, if not a delight in doing it, to kill Syed Ali's family in front of him via live feed.
Yeah.
And then eventually, an act that he is going to, he's going to get one over on Syed Ali.
He pulls a fast one, if you will.
You know what? The good news is he doesn't kill Syed Ali's family. He just traumatizes them forever.
Seriously.
Horribly.
It's awful.
It's really, really terrible. It's, there's like some like gruesome stuff in here, right? Like he's, you know, he's pulling out a tooth. He's punching Syed Ali a ton in the head.
Yeah.
You know, he does something to his finger that doesn't look very good. Doesn't look good.
Nope.
But it's really the existential stuff of, let me...
psychological warfare.
Let me convince you that I have killed your family via satellite feed, which is somehow photoshopped. There's some sort of technical wizardry that... what's that guy's name? Randy?
Randy Murdoch?
Only a Randy Murdoch could really explain to me. Yeah, that's where they go in this episode, and it is not fun to watch.
But it does yield results.
It yields results. That's what Jack Bauer would
say. We are able to move forward.
Yes.
To the next episode.
To the next episode. Well, we got a podcast about this one first.
Are you ready for the next episode?
No. We still have to do 20-some-odd minutes of podcasting about episode 12, the 7 to 8 p.m. hour here on 24 Season 2. And when we begin, Jack Bauer has not yet found Syed Ali. He's like running around all over the place. He's talking
but, wow, what a weird trap door on the floor. Yeah, I wonder if he could be in there.
He finds the trap door. Emily, you noted that Jack Bauer seemed very out of breath when he found the hatch before he goes down
like,
the hatch.
Yeah, he'd been like standing around having like a pretty heated discussion, but he wasn't out of breath, like running around. And then he like jumps down to the door being opened and suddenly is just winded.
Yeah. He's talking to the imam and like kind of like being really forceful with the guy. And he's like, listen, this Syed Ali guy sounds like a very bad guy.
Yeah.
He wants to blow us up with a nuclear bomb. I would like to help you find him. And if I can, talk sense into him.
Mm.
And then Jack's like, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm the one who's being the asshole now. I apologize. And so he's going to go down this hatch, not the Lost podcast, with a baton in search of Syed Ali, who he will find very quickly, real fast.
Yeah.
He finds him inside of 6 minutes in this episode.
I'm kind of surprised that Syed Ali didn't leave the building. I know it's surrounded, but at least, like, that should be your next move. You don't just, like, I don't know, crouch down and hope that everybody leaves.
Yeah,
like,
he's just
they're
going to
turn
the
place upside down looking
he's just
for
doing
him.
Some basement hangs. And so he's hanging in the basement. He calls Marie. Marie, oh, God. Did you get the thing? She's like, yeah, I had to do it with the foreman, though. He's like, okay, I don't have time to talk about the foreman anymore. Go to the rendezvous point. If I'm not there in a half an hour, you are now the one who must keep this going.
Which I think is kind of funny. It's like, there's traffic. You won't be
there's
there in
traffic.
A half hour.
There's traffic. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't get there until the end of the hour. So Syed Ali hears a noise out in the hall. It's Jack. It's a big to-do. Jack tackles Ali. More CTU agents come in. Kate Warner shows up. That is him. That is Syed. Get her out of here. I know it's Syed Ali. Yeah, Clearly, this is the guy.
Oh, we should have dropped Kate then.
He punches like the cyanide tooth out of Syed Ali because they've been here, done
that.
Is that
what it was?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Because that's what the other guy did back at the safe house, right? He had taken the cyanide pill.
I thought maybe he just had it like taped to the roof of his mouth.
I think it's the tooth. But maybe it's just because I've watched Dune recently. Do you know about the poisoned tooth?
No, and I don't want to.
That's fine.
I hate it and it
smells. Totally fine.
It's gross.
Yep, it's not the best. At CTU, George Mason and Bob Warner are just hanging out. Hey, Bob, how
you
feeling?
Kids, you know?
Pretty much. Well, my kid works in a food truck.
Mine was supposed to get married today. Now she's a terrorist.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
That's pretty much the question, right? He's trying to get under the hood of why did Marie become a terrorist? And we get some backstory. She was in college in London when her mother died. She took it very hard.
So this is leading us to believe that she was radicalized there,
yes.
As we learned in earlier episode, that's where it's
she
been happening.
She used to be like very politically active. She was like always championing causes like abolishing the death penalty. And then suddenly she went quiet about that. And George Mason says, yeah, that's what happens when you're radicalized. You're trained to blend into the background by your handlers. Mm. And Bob Warner says, wait, Marie had handlers? He does not like that she's been handled.
Well, then she shouldn't.
I don't know. I'm trying.
Foreman.
This is a tough episode, Fox. What can I tell you?
I know.
Here, how about this? This is kind of light. So there's this piece of paper, and it's got a number on it in a tiny, tiny corner. And CTU has no idea what to do with this thing. So they got to pull out the big guns.
It's shaped like the island of Kauai.
And the big guns translate to this dude with a fedora named Randy Murdoch.
Well, he might have been out to dinner and then got called in. He had his like finest outfit on.
Emily, I don't know how many times I have watched season 2 of 24 in my life. This may be one of the last times I watched season 2 of 24 in my life. I have no memory of this guy.
Okay, so he's never going to come back.
I don't know. I can't tell you with any kind of authority. I do not remember this guy at all.
Okay.
Randy Murdoch showed up, and I kind of feel like somebody like digitally added him on Hulu after the fact. Like, is that a hologram?
Yeah. Evan Katz was like, listen, I had this really great idea for this guy. We're just going to put him in.
We're just going to toss him in. Look at you with an Evan Katz pull.
Mm-hmm.
You paying attention to the credits?
Yeah, man.
Did you notice that there was an actor named Edward Edwards?
No.
He plays a security agent, I think. I looked him up. The actor, tragically, I do not believe is with us any longer.
That's too bad.
Edward Edwards is a great name.
Pour one out for him later.
I have no idea who Randy Murdoch is. Is this real?
Do you need to know anymore?
No.
He came in with a sharp-looking hat on.
He's got a fine hat, and he constantly touches his nose, you noticed, and you asked why. And I have to say to you, Emily, wasn't it you who told me very recently that Celine Dion used to do that on stage?
Yeah, she used to signal to her now late husband, Rene.
That touching her nose meant, what's up, Rene, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking about you.
At a certain point, if you know that about Celine Dion, though, didn't everybody? It's not really a secret anymore.
Well, you didn't know about it.
I didn't know
about
it.
So that's embarrassing for you, honestly.
Do you think Randy Murdoch is telling us he loves us?
He
could be.
He did when he put the fedora on this morning.
Yes, he sure did.
Before wandering into CTU.
He was thinking about all of us.
A half-exploded CTU. Better put this on to protect my head.
All right, what's going on with David Palmer? He's just still watching Agent Simmons beat up Roger
Stanton. Which is weird.
He's watching the feeds as well. A lot of people watching some gnarly live feeds.
Yeah, doesn't he have other shit to do?
You would think. He's getting a little bit obsessed with the conspiracy, I feel
Yeah.
Maybe not the best. At CTU, Tony is still looking for Kim Bauer, and George Mason gets mad about this. Stay focused on the bomb, Tony! She's outside the blast radius. The rest of LA isn't. You know I'm number one Tony Almeida stan on the planet. I'm team George Mason in this moment.
Also,
Let her go.
You don't have to report the news to Jack that you can't find her until he gets back from his mission
this
accomplished.
This is irrelevant.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just trying to end the bad storyline. This is my job. You can't do it. Not long distance,
it's a game of whack-a-mole.
I mean, I guess 24 is kind of about whack-a-mole.
Yeah,
you know?
And poor Tony's always holding the mallet being like, geez, So quiet.
So at 7:15, night has fallen in the mountains outside of Los Angeles. There's a full moon, Emily.
And Johnny Drama has been called into it.
Yeah. A werewolf emerges named Johnny Drama, a.k.a. actor Kevin Dillon of Entourage fame.
Of Dillon fame.
Matt's brother. He's here. What did you think when Johnny Drama showed up?
I was like, oh, God. What's going to happen now? Poor Kim.
Yeah. Johnny Drama was one of those people I was thinking when I said, like, yeah, there will be people you recognize in season two of 24.
And then, like, sad trombone played. Womp, 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 womp.
This dude is so extra. He shows up with a rifle and a crossbow. And he starts pulling the snare apart on Kim's ankle with his bare hands.
Which is ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
Which means she could have done that.
And I said that as if it sounded like his hands are paws.
Yeah.
We have yet to really analyze that. Maybe next episode, if we see more of him, we can take a closer look at the hands.
And
Emily.
Then he takes out like an ace bandage and wraps her ankle because that's something to carry with your crossbow
and rifle. He's walking around
packing
an ace bandage. And so, yeah, he's able to bandage up her ankle and he tries to put her foot back in the shoe. And she's like, I can put my foot back in the shoe.
It felt like a Cinderella story, didn't it?
So this dude, Johnny Drama, he says, victory, when he gets her out of the snare. That's an entourage. He says, the ranger station, we could call them. She says, I don't want to do that. And he says, well, the highway is a couple miles that way, but it's not safe. It's rough terrain at night.
Yeah, because you're around.
And there's cougars up in that area. Okay, so the show's own words, cougars.
Okay.
We've seen the last of the cougar. That's it. That was the cougar.
It's so stupid.
Isn't it so dumb?
It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. Warning, Johnny Drama, not much better. So he says, hey, my place is a half mile away. I'll give you a roof for the night. And so she's like, sure, strange man, I'll go with you.
Right, like you've learned nothing. You have no common sense. You have no analytical skills.
Yes.
And you're kind of bad at running up hills, too.
Yes, when I warned that this episode was upsetting, this was why.
No.
No.
But do you remember what I said? Where I was like,
yeah, why not use the phone?
Why wouldn't he be like, hey, do you need to call someone? Like,
yes.
Let me get a phone to you. Like,
yes.
Let's figure that out. Rather than like, sure, strange woman caught in a snare trap. Come sleep at my house overnight.
Yeah. So.
So improbable. So ridiculous. Not trustworthy or safe. Hate it.
TBD on how this shakes out, but we will track it, Fox.
Almost a B plus in my eyes.
Oh my God. Well, listen, you've never done it before. You're certainly entitled to. Jack Bauer beats up Syed Ali. And then the imam tries. It's a good cop, bad cop. The imam's like, could you not blow us all up? Like, maybe you've got the wrong idea here. And he's like, maybe you've got the wrong idea. He's like, okay, I'm not going to be able to talk reasonably with this guy.
I mean, that happens so quickly, too, where he's like, oh, okay.
And Jack tells the imam, listen, I got bad news for you. What's going to happen next is going to require a content warning, so you should go upstairs.
Mm.
So he sends him upstairs. Meanwhile, Agent Baker finds the last number that Syed Ali called, and Kate Warner recognizes it as her sister's telephone number. She's like, why is he calling my sister? And Jack says, well, so listen. Yeah. She's like, what? Do you know something? He goes, he does. Turns out he does. So he's going to fill her in on Marie Warner. She really doesn't believe it. She's incredulous about this. And he says, how about this? You call her, keep her on the phone. We'll track her number. That's the deal. So she does.
And she's terrible at it.
She's really terrible.
She's awful at it. She is trash at talking to her sister.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's not great.
I just got a little loud because I'm upset.
No. You know, it is what it is.
Because, I don't know. You could probably call your sister and be like, hey, today sucked.
I'm so sorry about how bad.
Is there anything we can do? Like
I was thinking about going to Armando's and getting you your favorite slice.
Yeah.
Right? You like the chicken parmigiana slice from Armando's?
You must be famished.
I'll get you that. I'll get you the garlic. Did you want garlic knots? Actually, I'm trying. No, you want them. You want them. Marie.
Yeah, when's the next time you're going to actually wear that wedding dress, Marie?
Come on. We're going to get you the knots. We'll get you the sticks.
And instead.
And Marie is like, huh. Okay, so they found Reza.
Yeah.
Huh? And she's like, shit.
I know. Kate's like, why would they do this? Why?
Yeah.
I'm Kate and I'm an idiot.
And she,
I'm so fucking stupid.
Another hard F-bomb from Emily Fox.
Sorry.
Nope, it happens. What are you going to do?
But she's like, hi, it's Kate. Like,
you hate Kate Warner a lot.
Well, no. If you're calling someone's cell phone and it's like actually set up to literally say that you're calling from your own cell phone and it's going to register in her cell phone as Kate's cell phone,
yeah,
then you don't call and say, hey, it's Kate.
Probably.
That is the tip off right off the bat.
So
Kate,
it's Kate.
Have you learned nothing?
Yeah.
You are an idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm really mad.
No, it's all right.
Do you think it was hard for her to put her phone up against her ear?
Yeah, because of the cut.
Yeah.
To the lobe. Use your other ear. So
just use your other ear, dummy.
They aren't able to really find her in like a 10-block radius. What a dummy. To your health. Randy
so
Murdoch tells Tony, look, the paper has a very regular pulp pattern. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Who is this guy?
He should just...
I've never seen him before.
He does like this weird screen touch thing where he's like, and then we layer it onto this.
Yeah, I've never
seen...
And
we study this.
Have,
and it's like...
Who is this guy?
All of these
Randy
people
Murdoch.
Don't give a crap
yeah.
about that. They
yeah.
just want to know what you found, dude.
Yeah.
Show it to them.
So... Jack Bauer finds out about the paper, but Syed Ali is not going to say anything more. He says, I woke up today knowing I was going to die. And Jack says, okay, well, I'm going to do this now. And he shows him the live feed. They have Syed Ali's family, and they will be killed if you don't tell us where the bomb is. He says, I despise you for making me do this. And this is sort of the source of tension for the rest
yeah.
of the episode. And it's really, really awful. And you made the really good observation of like those poor kids who have to act this scene out.
Yeah.
This whole thing is traumatic on a lot of different levels.
It's extraordinarily traumatic for a number of reasons. But I don't know.
Maybe a hot take, Emily? Not my favorite thing that 24 has ever done.
I don't feel like they needed to do this specific move.
I think you see this scene
yeah.
and you point back to this and be like, yeah, this show sometimes was bad.
Yeah.
Sometimes the show was bad. You know, yeah, there's
Speak
cougars and that's not good. But then there's stuff like this that's like not, both like hokey in some ways and also very problematic and not particularly tense because it just ends up being like we photoshopped the thing. It's really, really bad.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
It makes you feel bad. It's bad. It's not good.
And, like, you're watching stuff in real time, and obviously there's a lot of tense moments, and you're supposed to be kind of locked into it. But I think that there are ways in which this could have been executed and not nearly as intense and crazy.
Yes.
You know?
For sure. So David Palmer gets the word that, hey, we're going to do this thing. And David Palmer's like, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Which
we're
is
definitely
the right
not
going
to do that.
Yeah.
He calls Jack Bauer. He says, hey, so that thing that you're doing right now,
no.
you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And he hangs up on Jack, and Jack pretends to continue the call. Oh, thanks, Mr. President. Thumbs up. That's great.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lynn Kresge comes to Mike Novak and says, hey, don't trust Sherry. She's been having regular contact with Roger Stanton, and I'm going to go meet a source right now to find out more. And Mike says, oh, okay, go to that meeting.
I feel like Mike doesn't trust what Lynn's saying, though, which is crazy because Mike is definitely suspicious of everything that Sherry's been doing.
Correct. yes. It's a little
sure.
strange. It's a little strange.
Pedal back on that for whatever reason.
Yeah. Jack Bauer makes it look like they've killed one of Syed Ali's kids. He kicks over the chair, the guy on the other side of the live feed. It's really horrible.
Yep, we hate it.
Absolutely atrocious.
Yep.
So let's just skip ahead to clandestine Kresge. Secret Kresge. Or as I like to call this scene, Linternal Affairs.
That's what you were waiting to drop on me?
Uh-huh.
He was giggling so hard where he was like, I have a really good joke
for this
moment.
I thought that was good. Linternal Affairs. She's trying to figure out who's the traitor in their little internal circle. Linternal Affairs.
Okay.
I'm trying. This is a tough one. This
I
is
know.
A tough episode.
I'm not having fun with this one.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm having a hard time.
Here, have a Lynn Kresge. Your blood sugar.
Yeah, I'm hungry. That's part of this.
We were nervous too, or at least you were, because I've seen the show. But you were nervous that she was going to meet Sherry Palmer here, and Sherry Palmer was going to kill Lynn Kresge. Instead, what happens is Lynn does meet Sherry Palmer here.
I mean, it was good of me to think that that was going to happen.
Yeah,
at least.
Of course. You've been watching 24 for a minute now, Fox. You're picking up what it's putting down.
Yeah.
Sherry Palmer is wearing like this huge trench coat, like she's Dick Tracy,
and like a bucket hat,
and also a fedora of some kind, straight out of Randy Murdoch's closet. Randy Murdoch, I manifested him. He's a figment of all of your imaginations that I put in there. She's saying, like, you think that I'm a bad person, but it's Roger and the people who Roger has conspired with. There is a conspiracy here, and they want you to think the worst of me. And Lynn says, yeah, you know what? I still think the worst of you. I think that you are orchestrating all of this to show me how powerful you are and that you have your own interests and not the president's at heart. She schools Sherry Palmer. She dresses her all the way down.
I'm glad she did that because I was so worried that she was going to be like, wait, should I not trust the source?
Yeah.
And I was like, going to lose my mind if that happened. So I'm glad that she kind of talked back and defended herself.
Yeah. So Lynn Kresge scores one on Sherry Palmer because she just gets to walk out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
If anything happened in this scene, that would be really sad.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be tough. Jack continues the threats. They're gonna, you know, kill the rest of the family, he says. This isn't eventually enough after, you know, 20 agonizing minutes of this storyline to get Syed Ali to confess that the bomb is at Norton Airfield, about 30 miles away from where they currently are.
So it'll take them 3 hours to get there.
Yeah. and so the plan is they're going to fly the nuclear bomb over downtown Los Angeles and detonate it. And this lines up with that little piece of paper with that distinctive pulp on the paper, which I still don't really understand.
Yeah.
But I guess ruffles have ridges and paper has pulp. Am I following that correctly?
Well, yeah, you know how paper mills work, right?
You tell me about that right now. I want to know more.
That's what, like, all of paper was first constructed of. Like, do you remember, like, making your own paper in, like, a crafts class?
I don't remember making my own paper. I'm sure I did it.
Yeah, you do it with pulp.
Mm.
So it's, like, wood pulp that you, like, fuse together.
Okay, so he's talking about the pulp of the paper.
Yeah.
Look at you. You were such a good student. You were. What?
Just took a lot of craft classes.
I'm trying to pay you compliments right now.
Thanks. But
I
anyway,
just remember crafts with paper mache.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's a lot more sort of...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
The pulp.
The pulp.
They
the
now
pulp
know,
of the paper.
They now feel like they know where the nuclear bomb is, and Kate sees everything that's happened with Syed Ali. He's freaking out. You killed my son. I'll kill you for this. And Kate calls Jack a monster who is worse than he is, worse than Syed Ali. But then Jack shows the live feed that reveals that it was all a ploy. Everyone is alive. And that's great, but you imagine much residual trauma, so that all is terrible.
How do you think paper was made?
I
like thin shaped pieces
of
tree.
Yeah, like would you just like have to really paper thin slice the trees.
Like an Iberico ham leg where you just like take a really thin slice.
Correct.
And you're like, now I can write my letter.
Absolutely. You like have to slice it like deli meat, is how you make paper. That is absolutely how I thought it was done.
Wow.
Mercifully, we have less than a minute to go. So the bomb is at the airport. They're going to go to the airport is where their direction is. Marie is already there. We see the nuclear bomb is there as well. So at least things are coming to a head here, Fox.
Yeah.
As we are going to be into we're at the halfway mark. We're pushing past it for next week's episode. Letter grade for this one, Foxy.
B+.
Wow. First ever outside of the A's. Is it because this was just really horrible to
watch?
We
don't like traumatizing children.
Yeah. We would like to avoid that moving forward if we can, 24.
Correct.
All right. I don't remember really what happens in next week's episode, which should tell you something. Episode 13 coming next week on Worst Day Ever. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.